From the people who bring you Charleston Home & Design Magazine, the Charleston Home & Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home & Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Our intro song is Talking About a Home by the great Chris Isaak, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home & Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home & Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We continue our interviews by phone. We'll be talking with remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. Also, building supplier Mike Garrett with Builders First Source. Also be talking to Robert Walters with Wholesale Appliance, and finally Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. And then we've got a bonus interview with the art director of Charleston Home & Design Magazine, Patrick Brickman, talking about the new issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine, our spring issue. Spring 2020 is out right now, and we're getting reports from many of the companies you see featured in the pages of Charleston Home & Design Magazine that the homeowners that have been stuck at home, they are definitely coming out. They're visiting the showrooms of the companies you see featured in Charleston Home & Design Magazine to talk to them about their projects. And you can pick up a free issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine in just about every home-related showroom in the Charleston area. Give you a couple of well-known locations that you can stop by. If you're in Mount Pleasant, swing by GDC Home on Coleman Boulevard. They're also located in West Ashley. You can just pop in. We have a magazine rack located right near the front door, so you don't even have to go far to pick up a free issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine. In North Charleston, you can stop by Melser Tile. If we have magazines both in the showroom and also in the contractor section, you can. In Somerville, you could stop by Stack's Nursery and pick up a free issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine. Let's see, on John's Island, you could stop by Site One, which provides landscape supplies, or Buck Lumber. They're both on Maybank Highway. One's on James Island and the other's John's Island. So got those two areas covered. And then you can also stop by any Harris Teeter location, and we have a temporary contract with the folks that have that rack of free publications in all the different Harris Teeter grocery stores, and we are distributing the spring issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine at every Harris Teeter throughout the Lowcountry. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. So we're gonna ask you whether Just Additions and Remodeling is open for business in a second. But tell our listeners what kind of work that Just Additions and Remodeling does.
We do all types of remodeling, additions, design work. We're design builders. We take it from the design concept right through to the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just about everything to do with the home, we do.
Okay, good deal. And construction, the construction industry had an exemption for being quarantined the last 8 weeks or so. So has Just Additions and Remodeling, have you folks kept working throughout the quarantine?
We have. I had to lay one person off, but I was able to keep my crew busy outside doing an addition that we had there. So they're working outdoors. We had some cancellations, and we put off any of the interior stuff until basically now. Now we're going to start doing some bathroom remodeling, going in the houses, and taking on that work now.
Gotcha. What kinds of steps is Just Additions and Remodeling taking when your people meet with the homeowners and start doing the work inside a house?
Well, we're practicing social distancing, and my crew has masks, gloves, sanitizer, and especially in the house. Outdoors, not so much, but indoors, we're making sure that they're constantly washing their hands, using the sanitizer, masks, especially if the people are home, mm-hmm. which they all have been now. We're taking the precautions that this the CDC recommends.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. And about how many people maximum would you ever have inside a home while you're working on a project?
Right now, I'm trying to keep it a real minimum. One or two guys. We got some interior projects right now. They're smaller. They're just bathroom remodels, so it doesn't take a lot. Normally on a big remodeling project, a whole house remodel or something like that, I'd have four, five, six guys, on the project all the time.
Mm-hmm. But you're keeping the staff to a minimum, and that way they're not all on top of each other. You're also coordinating with the other trades, and are you trying to make sure that the other trades, when they're coming in, that's not going to interfere with maybe some of your crew that's there?
Exactly. Yeah, we're watching everybody and making sure everybody practices the distancing and the gloves, the masks.
Right. The last few years here in Charleston, we have been experiencing a good problem, and that is there's been a terrific demand for remodeling projects and new construction, and that has meant that people they meet with Just Additions and Remodeling. You go over what their scope of the project is. You give them a bid, and then there might be some lag time before you can start the project because you're busy working on other projects that people have hired Just Additions and Remodeling for. Is there any are you able to start projects any quicker or any sooner because of the quarantine? Has that slowed your business at all?
Has it slowed up my business? It really when it first came into, you know, when we first went into quarantine, I lost a couple of jobs. You know, I had to give their deposits back. They didn't want to do them. They didn't want anybody in the house. And you know, I totally understood. Mm-hmm. And we did that. So we, you know, we had a schedule all geared around these projects. So I had to kind of reshuffle things and find something for the guys to do. Fortunately, I did have one project I kept them busy on an addition on John's Island that they've been working on. So, but as of now, you know, things are busy. I got a backlog again, and the calls are coming in for additions and, you know, in all types of remodeling stuff. So, things have picked up.
Good, good. Well, I'm really glad to hear that because, you know, Just Additions and Remodeling is a local company. All of the talented craftsmen employed by Just Additions and Remodeling, they all live here. The dollars that are spent with Just Additions and Remodeling, that trickles down to all the employees who spend their money locally, and you know, it all just gets recirculated. So, very quickly, Richard, like, what kinds of you know, if somebody wanted and there's so many people that have been stuck at home, they're making a list that's a mile long of what kind of changes they want to make to their house. So somebody wants a kitchen remodel. That's something that Just Additions and Remodeling can help with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I go in and meet with them and gather all the information. I design their kitchen for them. You know, again, we do that from start to finish. We have a line of cabinets that we sell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good deal. If somebody wanted, you mentioned an addition. Some people are probably feeling like they need a little extra space in their house. So Just Additions and Remodeling can help with additions. Bathroom remodels you mentioned before. What about like screen porches, decks, outdoor living spaces, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do all that too. There's really nothing that we don't do. We custom design it and we build it. And, we take it from start to finish. I prefer it that way. Preferred, you know, building something that we design. I find it less problematic.
Yeah.
Than just taking people's designs and people's, you know, whatever they have and try to go with it. And the projects seem to be most successful when I, you know, design them, build them, you know, finish them. People are happier. Those are really our best jobs.
Yeah. The design build concept that's gotten very popular over the years, and it really helps because the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. And, some of those, the term I've heard used is value engineering. There might be some things that you can help a homeowner save money with that maybe if they hire an architect, the architect might, there's lots of ways to skin a cat, and the architect might say that, you know, we want this addition to look like this, but you might be able to say, hey, you know, you might be able to make this change. It's not going to compromise the integrity or anything like that, and it's gonna save you some money too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with Just Additions and Remodeling?
Well, they can call us at 843-352-7413, or they can get us on the website at www.justadditions.com.
Give that phone number one more time. People are so used to just pushing a button now, they've forgotten their own phone numbers, huh?
843-352-7341.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Richard Runnels, remodeling contractor and owner of Just Additions and Remodeling. And, I know that that we have a lot of listeners who have projects that they want to get done, and give Just Additions and Remodeling a call, and you can have a great outcome for your project. Thanks so much, Richard.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
And now joining us on the phone is Mike Garrett with Builders First Source. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So Builders First Source, you folks are not only open for business, you never closed during the quarantine. Is that correct?
Correct. We have never closed. We've maintained normal hours and normal service levels.
Good deal. And just to remind our listeners, the construction industry had an exemption for this quarantine because there's so much construction going on, both the on the residential and commercial side, and so that would have thrown a big wrench into the works if you weren't able to get supplies out to the job sites, right?
Yeah, if you looked into the economy and the construction industry was halted, it would be very detrimental. You know, the housing industry where we currently stand, we don't have enough homes for demand as it is.
Right.
So it's been essential that we're still going.
Yeah, and I think that was a very, very wise move on the part of Governor McMaster, because the reality is, you know, the construction workers are not typically right on top of each other, breathing down each other's necks or anything like that. They're usually spread out, and it's pretty easy to keep that social distancing for construction workers. And well, what's the experience of shopping at Builders First Source like these days?
Well, what's convenient with our location here in Johns Island is we have automatic doors, so you're not having to touch any doors. I've got the rear doors open, the warehouse doors open, so nobody's having to touch anything, so to speak. We're maintaining our social distancing and keeping everybody 6 feet apart and 6 feet off the counters while they're being served. We're having the building sanitized at least twice a week, as well as in the mornings and the afternoons by our guys. And, you know, you can come in and get your stuff and be by yourself, so to speak. You know, we do some self-service, but if we are helping, you want a forklift. We're not near you. We're bringing something to you to allow you to grab it and handle it yourselves. So it's really been more like business as usual. It's just been with maintaining our social distancing the best we can.
Oh, that's great. That's great. For people who may not have, they've probably driven by Builders First Source on Johns Island, but maybe they haven't taken the opportunity to step inside. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners of what the Builders First Source showroom looks like.
Yeah, so our showroom, our building is a renovated grocery store, so it's wide open. We recently, 2 years ago, completely renovated the whole store. Our showroom has a bunch of freestanding samples, and when you come in on your right, and obviously we have our retail counter at the dead center when you're in. So it's a very wide open facility as far as there's not many offices. So it's, for us, we've never had more than our capacity should be in here at 50% of it. At most times there's a handful of people in here and they transition in and out fairly quickly. So it's a pretty good deal. And then as far as our showroom, we are doing that by appointment, and you are by yourself with the millwork specialist or an outside salesperson helping you look at what you're here to see.
Gotcha. And Builders First Source, you folks have got a number of your different products on display that people can look at and feel and touch and all that stuff, right?
Sure. We have all our Anderson windows, Plygym, Geldwin, MI, Windsor. Full line dealer on all of those products, YKK, Masonite. We also have our mahogany doors and our ePay. So we have all these different products that are available to see, Trex decking, Fibronon decking. We have our Synborg, which is our proprietary brand of a synthetic PVC board, very similar to AZAC, but it's a Builders First Source own product. So we have a lot of different things here that you can take a look at.
And you have architects and builders that bring their clients to Builders First Source, and you've got this awesome meeting space for that they can lay out the plans and figure out what kind of selections to make, and it's inside that What do you, how do you refer to it? That big glass.
It's a Weiland door is what we have. One of the only ones in the market that's on display. It's a product by Anderson, but it's a cascading door system on a 90-degree open setup. So we can actually have the entire room open or closed at any time and really show you some privacy, or with the social distancing, keeping it open and allowing some open air to flow through whenever you meet with your architect or your builder.
That's awesome. Are those big glass walls that some are like accordion, open up like an accordion, and some are on sliders like what you just described? Are those pretty popular with people?
They are taking off. We see it a lot more and more every day. We're selling more and more of them. It's really going to the modern look and the open outdoor living kind of facade that people are looking for. You know, opening their living rooms up to the rear of the homes. And that's kind of where the designers are taking this.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you mentioned Anderson Windows. Is that a big seller for Builders First Source?
Yes, Anderson's one of our best products that we sell, and we've had the most success with. And they're really an industry leader, and we try and lead with those guys in the custom market.
Should someone who is maybe a do-it-yourselfer, would they be welcome at Builders First Source, or do you folks mainly specialize in dealing directly with custom builders and architects?
No, they would absolutely be welcome. We love the renovations. Those are the lifeline of the construction industry. You know, when things are bad and we feel like we're heading into a recession, generally, those guys are the ones that keep it going. Mm-hmm. So we definitely would lean on those guys to continue to come in and allow us to help them out.
On the remodeling side of things, what kinds of products are people buying for their different remodeling projects that they have?
Right now, you're seeing a lot of outdoor projects, decks, siding, and some people are doing some more to the interior of the home. But right now, they're, you know, with keeping the contractors outside, it's allowable for them to be working outside. So you're seeing a lot of decks, a lot of siding repairs. We're seeing a lot of fences. You know, those type items are very, very popular right now.
What do you hear from your from the builders that have accounts with Builders First Source, their regular customers? What do they say to you, the reason why they choose Builders First Source versus maybe one of the other lumber yards?
Well, versatility. You know, we can go from drywall to interior trim, trusses. Builders First Source is able to supply the full line. You know, we have our own truss plants and we have our own trim manufacturing facilities. You know, we can do everything in-house. So you don't have to go to a different place to get a lot of things. We can do it all here in-house.
That's awesome. And there's we've been focusing on the Johns Island Builders First Source, but there's other Builders First Source locations in Charleston, right?
Absolutely. We have four. We have one on Edisto Beach. We have one in Somerville, North Charleston, and Johns Island.
Very good. Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Builders First Source?
If you go to our website, which is www.bldr.com, which is like builder shortened, but www.bldr.com, and you can see everything we have there.
Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Mike Garrett with Builders First Source. Builders First Source, not only open for business, they never closed during the quarantine, and happy to help both professionals and do-it-yourselfers on the next project. Thanks so much, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Robert Walters with Wholesale Appliance in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Robert, take a moment and just tell everybody about Wholesale Appliance.
Well, Wholesale Appliance is three stores. The main store over in West Ashley on Ashley River Road. We have a huge store out here in Mount Pleasant, across from the Kohl's and the Walmart. And then we have another store over on Rivers Avenue.
All right, good deal. And Wholesale Appliance, you folks are open for business?
Absolutely. We've been open the entire time. We have cut back our hours by 1 hour every day, but we're still open 6 days a week.
Good deal. And not everybody shops for appliances on a daily basis like they do maybe going to the grocery store. So you probably don't have a ton of people that are coming into the wholesale appliance locations. So you folks are able to just kind of organically do the social distancing thing with customers in your store?
Yeah, we're able to. We we only have 3 salespeople here in such a large store. We're probably averaging 3 to 6 customers a day, but it's always been able to keep our distance from each other.
Okay, good deal.
It's worked out well so far.
Excellent. And how about when the appliances are delivered? Do the delivery drivers are they wearing masks and gloves and things like that?
Yeah, all of our drivers have masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, so we're able to do safe deliveries in all of our locations.
That's good. That's good. And are you recommending to customers that when they visit the wholesale appliance stores that they wear a mask?
We haven't really mentioned that, but the majority of our customers are wearing masks.
They're being smart about it to begin with.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Okay, good deal. So you were telling me before we started the interview that that the owner of the wholesale appliances, Tim Corbett, he bought like a huge amount of freezers before. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say that he was very smart on forecasting and started placing small orders, but multiple orders. So as soon as they became available, we've really done an extremely good job of marketing our freezers. We've probably sold a couple hundred in the last 4 to 5 weeks, and we have people driving as far as Columbia, Sumter, Savannah. So we've actually attracted a good market of that for that.
Why are people buying freezers right now during the quarantine?
Well, I think they're still concerned about what's going to happen with the availability of meats, and don't see this completely going away. So I'm assuming that for future reference, they want to make sure that they've got extra food capacity.
Good. Okay. So we got some hoarding going on, is what you're saying.
Right.
And I'm not putting that down. I mean, everyone's got to take care of their own family, and I know they're I've been seeing in the news about meat shortages and things like that. So that's the reason behind people buying these are like chest freezers.
Yeah, actually both. We've sold probably more chest than uprights, but we've sold anything that we could get because the demand is definitely out there.
Are the people that are traveling far distances, is that because they can't find freezers in Columbia or wherever they're driving from?
I'm sure that's a big part of the reason. I mean, we've got a couple people doing some good marketing, but I'm sure that they wouldn't be driving that far if the availability was closer for them.
Gotcha. Well, that was smart thinking of on Tim's part. Hopefully make it through hurricane season without any power outages or anything. That's going to make people want to consume.
That's another thought that's out there.
Right. Well, Robert, I wanted to ask you, you were telling me before we started the interview about the new GE front loading washing machines. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, GE come out with this probably 5 or 6 months ago. And they've teamed up with Microban. So now all of their gaskets on their front loaders, the gaskets, the dispensers, and the drain line have that technology built into them. So you don't have a chance of mildew buildup anymore. The vent system is designed to, after you finish washing a load, you hit the button, and actually it puts fresh air into the drum.
Hmm.
And it continuously does that until it dries it out. So actually, there's no reason to leave the door open anymore after you wash clothes.
And I think everyone's kind of experienced that before, where they will start to they open up or they go into the laundry room or wherever the washing machine is, and they smell that kind of mildewy smell. And so this new GE front loading washing machine that eliminates that problem, huh?
Yeah, we all think it's a real game changer for the front load laundry business.
That's pretty cool. And that smell that you that's bacteria, right? That's or mold that's kind of growing.
Absolutely, that's what it is. And up until now, you've had to do an extremely good job of keeping the water out of the gaskets when you're finished. You know, just a lot of extra labor to make sure that it's dry and you don't shut it up.
Mm-hmm. I know that we're going to be doing a short story in our summer issue, just as kind of a follow up on the coronavirus and certain products that you can buy to help keep help disinfect your home and things like that. And we should definitely talk about this new front loading washing machine from GE. I think that definitely fits the bill for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Robert, you were also mentioning about the new Viking appliance display it's not installed quite yet, but talk about this display and what people can experience when it's finished.
Okay, good. Yeah, we've got two rooms that are probably about 600 or 700 square feet, and the cabinet company was in here last week doing the final layout. So probably in 60 to 90 days, we'll have 10 to 12 new pieces of Viking on our display.
Cool.
And, we're really, really excited about that.
That's excellent. It'll be a nice big refrigerator? What other, Viking appliances?
Yeah, it's actually gonna be a good assortment. We're going to have a couple of built-in refrigerators, the freestanding refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I think a 36-inch dual fuel range, 48-inch range top, obviously their dishwasher, an induction cooktop with their downdraft behind it, and probably a couple of under-counter pieces from them.
Oh, very nice, very nice. When do you think this new Viking display will be finished for people to take a look?
I would definitely think 60 to 90 days max, we should have that in place.
So about the middle to late summer then.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Wholesale Appliance?
You can definitely go online at wholesaleappliancecenter.com, or you can call any one of our three stores. And the number here from Mount Pleasant is 843-884-2010. Over at West Ashley is 843-556-0917. And over at Rivers Avenue, it's 843-871-9100.
All right, good deal. And something else new in the Wholesale Appliance Center showroom in Mount Pleasant, you've got a new tenant in there, right?
We do. We have Palmetto Flooring here, and it is a beautiful showroom, that they've done, and they're actually doing quite well here.
Very.
We're excited about them.
Well, good deal. You can kill two birds with one stone when you visit to Wholesale Appliance in Mount Pleasant. Well, good deal.
Absolutely.
Well, we've been talking with Robert Walters with Wholesale Appliance Center. Thanks so much, Robert.
All right. You're quite welcome. Thanks again.
And now joining us on the phone is Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. Great. Thank you.
We're all getting back to normal. I know that the Design on Tap showroom is open for business. Take a moment and tell everybody what Design on Tap provides for homeowners.
Well, we provide anything kind of having to do with water throughout the home. So faucets and shower systems and hot water heaters, tubs, whole house filtration, point of use filtration. So really anything having to do with water in the home.
Excellent. Okay, good deal. And for folks that may not be familiar, we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area. Design on Tap, you folks are located in West Ashley. And kind of paint a picture for our listeners. Describe what the Design on Tap showroom looks like.
Our showroom, we think is very open. It's not very cluttered. It's pretty easy to maneuver throughout the showroom. We have things laid out well, so it makes it really easy for selections in that selection process.
Excellent. And are customers required to wear a mask when they visit Design on Tap?
It's whatever they feel comfortable in. We are only allowing two clients in the showroom at any time right now, currently. Mm-hmm. So we suggest appointments because we hate to tell somebody when they come up to the door when someone else is in there, you know, you're going to have to come back. So we have clients come in that some wear gloves and masks, some aren't wearing anything. We are completely cleaning everything. We notice everything people touch when they're in here, and all that gets sanitized once they leave. So, yeah, we're trying to do our part.
Gotcha. And you mentioned before we started the interview that Design on Tap has been very, very busy, especially during this quarantine.
Yes. I think a lot of people were home and thinking about what they wanted to renovate or change about their house. We had lots and lots of phone calls and emails, and we did virtual meetings through Zoom and did a lot of selections there. So it's been a very busy time for us, and the contractors haven't stopped. So they've still been going along.
Right. And for our listeners that aren't aware, construction was one of those industries that was exempted from being quarantined. And so new homes that are under construction, they continued to work on. And same with commercial construction. You might see some of the big hotels or apartment complexes that are going up downtown, and they continued through this whole thing. Well, what are people shopping for?
Renovation wise, it's still a lot of kitchen and like powder bath and stuff, or a master bath, because people I guess are at home more and using these areas more and realizing that they need to update or just want a entirely new look. So that's what we're seeing a lot of right now in the renovation side. And then we're still really busy with new construction. So people that had permits pulled and stuff were still moving forward because, like you said, construction didn't really stop. It just made it more difficult for people to make selections.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've still been doing, a lot of new construction as well.
What kinds of finishes are you seeing people choosing these days for their plumbing fixtures?
So the things that were, the biggest uptick is black. And then like a champagne bronze, luxe gold, everybody calls it something different. But we've been doing a lot of that lately.
Interesting. The black.
Yeah.
Is that
like a
matte finish or is it shiny?
No, it's matte. It's pretty matte. I mean, it's not completely dull, but it's not shiny. No.
Nice. It's good to see some risk takers out there.
Right. Right. I'm always like, take a risk in a powder room. You can change it out later on. It's really simple.
Right. Do you see this as a trendy thing, or do you see it as something that will take hold?
I think I think black might be a little bit trendier than the luxe gold brushed champagne bronze. I say that because it's a little more neutral. It's not like brass or an unlacquered brass, although we do a lot of unlacquered brass as well, but it's a little more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to date itself quite so much, 6 years, 7 years from now.
You have people who just they want something different. They don't want the same old same
right.
old that maybe their neighbors have, and they that's what they're seeking out. But for the people that want that classic look in their kitchen or bathroom, what finishes are they choosing?
A lot of chrome, a lot of polished nickel, and we still a fair amount of brushed nickel, satin mm-hmm. nickel.
Are there rules when you're picking out your plumbing fixtures? Are you allowed to mix finishes, or is that a taboo?
No, we do a lot. You'd be surprised how much mixed finishes there are. And if you start looking at like advertisements, or if you're on Pinterest, you'll see how much mixed metals there are like in a single kitchen. You might have three, four different metals. You might have stainless on your appliances. You might have a black faucet. Then they might have satin nickel on their hardware, a black on their light. So you'll see it and you'll think it doesn't work, but it really works within the space. So people aren't as afraid of mixing metals as they used to be. It used to be everything was matched, everything. But now you see a lot of people switching it up.
What's the at one point during construction or a remodel project, do people need to pick out their plumbing fixtures?
In the very, very beginning. Because the plumbing, the rough ends go in the wall as soon as the house is framed or as soon as something's torn apart. That valve has to go in the wall before anything else can happen. So generally, you need to know what plumbing is going in so someone's just not sticking a valve in, and then you have to pick, because all the valves have proprietary trim. So that manufacturer that the plumber just throws in there doesn't have the finish you want or the style you want, where you're stuck. You've got to choose something within that line, and you may not like it as much. So it's really important to do it really early on.
And that's can be a bit of a challenge for some people, right?
Yes, because it's hard to envision when you don't have everything, your tile or your, you know, paint colors and that kind of stuff picked out. But then the nice thing about, you can have a general idea of your style and what you want to have going on in your shower. And that's the important part for the beginning, because that'll dictate your rough and everything and what manufacturer you're using. But then later on, and this happens quite often, people go, I thought I was going to put chrome in there, but now I'm going to do brushed nickel. And that's fine, because it's just trim that's going in the very end.
Mm, right, right. What do you, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you prefer a certain brand of fixtures that Design on Tap sells that, you know, maybe is more reliable than another?
We sell a lot of really good brands. I mean, there are some that I like better than others, and a lot of it has to do with like customer service. So, which is really important, because when you have an issue, I have an issue, and we want to get it resolved as quickly as possible. So some manufacturers might make a great product, and when that one thing comes up, they're just not as quick to respond, or it doesn't happen as easily as others. So there's some people I prefer based on that. Not that the product's not great, but if you have an issue, I want it to get resolved. So like Delta Brizo, I mean, they're so easy to work with and quick to resolve. The rep's fantastic. So we do a lot of that. You know, Kohler's a great product. We just have a lot of great products. So, you know, you're going to have issues with any brand at some point. Hansgrohe is another one that's really great. So not so much in here. Like, I don't sell the brands that I don't think are reliable or very good. And I'll tell a client, and then sometimes they'll come in and they'll want that particular brand. I'll be like, you know, it's just my job to educate you about the brand. So, mm-hmm. And that's what I do to make it easier for everybody.
Yeah. And that's something that no one ever thinks about. They just assume that the fixture is going to last forever and they're never going to have any problems. And the reality is, just about everything in life has a lifespan to it. And sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to go to a big box store and get a better deal or something like that. But once you factor into the cost of hiring a plumber to replace that fixture down the road, you might as well have gone with a good quality fixture. And there is a difference, right, between the fixtures like independent plumbing fixture stores like Design on Tap sell versus the big box stores that are.
Right, right. They make a difference. It may look the same, but they're substituting components and parts, you know. So a lot of times there's a lot more plastic and stuff because they have to get the price down for big boxes, and that's how they do it.
Yep.
Is that kind of stuff. And like you said, like, sometimes I go, but there's a lifetime warranty on it. That's great. There is a lifetime warranty. But when your kitchen faucet doesn't work and you've got to order a part, they're going to send it to you till the cows come home. But when you have to wait 2 weeks for that part to come in and you don't have a kitchen faucet that's working multiple times, that's really annoying.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring issue, which focuses the main feature is on bathrooms. And you've got the Kohler Artifacts freestanding bathtub. That's one of the products being featured. And that looks like that black color that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think in that picture, I think it's actually purple. Kohler has some crazy colors right now. But yes, I think that's actually a dark, it might be the black, but it might be the dark purple on that one. But yeah, so Kohler is not afraid to introduce some color.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is kind of fun.
It is. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Design on Tap?
They can check out our website, which is kind of limited, but it's designontap.net. And we'd love for people to call us or, you know, come by and visit us. And we're all about educating the client on the different products that we have here and how they vary and price points. And that's what we love doing.
All right. And where's your where are you folks located?
At 2048 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, which is – Right next to Red Lobster, in the there's a retail center that has like Stella Nova's in there, and now there's a new nail salon on the end. So we're right in the center of that building.
Yeah, and Stella Nova will start filling up with customers pretty soon.
That's right.
I heard that
it's been an empty parking lot for a while between the dentist and.
Right, they're going to be able to start people getting haircuts. That's definitely something welcome. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking to Ashley Heyer with Design on Tap. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us now in person is Patrick Brickman, art director with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Well, it's good to have you back to work, being able to see you face-to-face. Our staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine has been working tirelessly from home through this quarantine, and we're now back to the office. So it's great to see you and the rest of the staff back here at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine headquarters, located right next to Lewis Barbecue in downtown Charleston. And I wanted to take a moment, Patrick, and talk about the spring 2020 issue, which is the issue that people can pick up for free at any Harris Teeter. So when you're popping in to pick up some groceries, look at that rack that has the free magazines on it. And we've contracted with that company for 90 days to have Charleston Home and Design, our spring issue, available to the public to pick up for free right there. But Patrick, you're the art director. You're kind of you touch a lot of parts of every one of our issues at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You talk about what your role is here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Sure, yeah. So I've been here almost 9 years come May. So this, I think, weekend is my 9-year mark. So I've seen a lot of homes, been into a lot of homes, and I get to photograph homes. So the spring issue's full of just super eye candy houses that we get to go to, myself and the two other photographers that work here. And I help them with their photography techniques, editing, shooting. We also design the layouts, design the ads. We kind of do everything that's in the magazine, which is nice, and from start to finish. So even the photos you're seeing in the ads, we're taking those, designing, working with the clients. And we're setting up the photo shoots ourselves. So we talk to those clients. They get us in touch with the homeowners, or they deal with the homeowners, have us out there, and we do our best to communicate what they did visually. So if it was a kitchen or bath remodel, if it was an addition put on a house, like this frog that I'm looking at right now on page 86, or whatever projects in there, pretty much we've been there and are trying to show you what these great professionals have done across the Lowcountry.
Yeah, and that's something important to note, is that all of the photos that you see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they're all local projects. And so, for instance, we have followers on our Facebook and Instagram accounts from all over the country. But the magazine, the hard copy of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, that is enjoyed mostly by people right here in the Charleston area. And so rather than show projects, this was a bathroom project in Oregon or someplace like that. The whole idea, one of the big things about Charleston Home and Design Magazine is to provide inspiration. And so readers can look through, they see a really cool bathroom or another kind of project. And then they can see exactly who did all the work for that, right here in Charleston.
Correct. Yeah. And, I think, you know, the cover story this go around specifically goes into that. Paula Rallis, you know, she has her own design home store, so it's really portrayed in her house the way she picks each element, and it's just great inspiration. Whether you can afford it or not, how to just make your home more enjoyable with some design elements, whether it's a pop of color, something that's bold, a pattern, new painting. There's so much you can do to upgrade your home, and I know a lot of people are doing that now in the times that we're in, and even the landscaping. I love the nature nurture section that we do and seeing all those elements. And I think a lot of people have had the opportunity to do that in their homes right now, you know, themselves or work with a professional. So a lot of inspiration to be had in this issue.
Yep. And our nature nurture department, that focuses on local companies, local landscape companies, and the projects that they do outside your house. And so we've got that. We've got homework, which is we talk to one of the companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we say, hey, do you have you installed any of your own products or services in your own personal home? And so it's sort of a combination of plan, words, home, work, where somebody is taking their work home with them and installing it in their house. We've got Crafted in Charleston, and that focuses on companies that are they're fabricating different things right here in Charleston that maybe are not mass produced. Greenhouse is a department that we have that focuses on products that are environmentally helpful. H2 Home, we have, that's another play on words, the H2O symbol for water. We in the Charleston area, we have a lot of salty, a lot of humidity, salty air can play havoc on your house, and so we have products that are kind of water resistant, waterproof, that sort of thing. But that's sort of scratching the surface of we've got many, many other different departments, including the nature nurture that you mentioned yourself. But let's talk about the features that we have in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You mentioned our cover feature, Paula Rawlis, and she and her husband flip homes. They do this frequently, and so we went into a home that she flipped that was that she fixed up on Shem Creek. We've got our big feature is our spring issue is on bathrooms. Talk about what it was like to photograph and lay out our big bathroom feature.
Yeah, definitely the most difficult thing to photograph, I would say, is bathrooms. The lighting's usually tricky, tight spaces, and just moving people's soap around. but, you know, I think there's a lot of inspiration in there, a lot of nice projects. They're not all white bathrooms or all white kitchens. I think there's a lot more color that you're seeing. Chrome and brass in the finishes is still pretty popular. Seen a lot of navies. People are being a little more fun with their flooring. I'm seeing a little more cement tiles, a little more ornate textures and patterns in there. And I think wallpaper is coming back. So you're seeing that, a little more high-end wallpaper. It's fun to see the difference from one shoot to the next, what people have done with their bathroom, whether it's a powder room or their master. And, I mean, you spend a lot of time in your kitchen, you spend a lot of time in your bathroom. It's definitely one of the most important parts of your house to fix up and enjoy and kind of have that spa feeling when you're in there. So it's worth a look. And, you know, we're listing the people that did the work in there, and feel free to call them. If you have any questions, they could definitely answer them. And, hopefully you can do something in your own home from what you see.
Yep, that's true. The other two features, and we're almost out of time, but I wanted to mention we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. That's scheduled for Saturday, June 13th, and we've got 8 houses on the tour right now. And stay tuned and for any changes that might happen with that. And so all eight houses, or excuse me, seven of the eight houses are featured in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And then we've got the other feature is Mark Regal-Budo. He's a custom builder and remodeling contractor with Renew Urban Charleston. And he and his family have purchased a home in the Old Village that was built in the 1800s and doing a huge remodel project there. And he's sharing some of his advice about what are some of the important steps when you're fixing up an old house. And he's got that experience too, because he was involved with the TV program This Old House when they came to Charleston in 2017 2018, and so he was on TV on just about every single episode of This Old House. And so that feature in the spring issue is called His Old House, and so you'll definitely want to check that out. And and very quickly, let's talk about our summer issue. You and the rest of the staff have been working very, very hard from home, trying to stay current and try to get ahead if possible, doing everything you possibly could to create the summer issue from home. And now we're back to work, and you and the other photographers are out shooting photos now.
Yeah, getting out there. It's nice to be out in this nice warm weather that we have currently and see outdoor spaces again. And I'm really excited to bring that to everyone who does not get that chance like I do, to see these marsh views and pools and pool houses and just a lot of neat stuff already that I've seen in a couple of days. And so that's exciting. That'll be our outdoor living guide coming up in summer, and that'll be out in mid-June. And on top of that, we're doing a hurricane guide and a designer show house, which was not able to be open to the public. So we're looking forward to sharing that as well. A lot of good interior designers did some good work downtown, and that'll be an exciting feature too.
Yeah, that's the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League designer show house that was scheduled to happen the latter part of March through about the middle of April, and they had to cancel because of the quarantine. And but in the meantime, the house had been completely remodeled, and the designers had decorated and designed everything. So the house just sort of sat unoccupied and with no one able to walk through. And so we have the exclusive photos. Our team went out. You actually did, right? You went out and photographed.
Yeah, I was the only one from the company who went out and photographed pretty much the whole house. And we do have a couple submissions from other photographers. But yeah, amazing stuff there. Always one of my favorite things each year to photograph. So,
well, good deal. Well, I want to thank you, Patrick, for all your hard work at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and thanks for taking a couple moments to talk with us.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.